Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, it was kind of one of those risk-off type trading days once again here today in the grain markets.
Yeah, it was. And basically, for most of the week here, in basically 3 days, we pounded the market 34 cents in corn. So upfront, our July corn and soybeans joined the downside party here today. And I think, you know, the dominant issue, I think, with options going off the board today, May options, so a lot of movement around those. But then also, I think, at least with the timing that we are of the year so far, that the feeling is that we're better off to have the moisture, get the moisture in some of these dry areas, and not as concerned about, are we going to get the crop in yet? So, of course, as we know, that changes as the calendar changes here. But that's what it was. Technically, we kind of broke down into some big support zones on the corn market here. So we'll see if we can hold these levels, Randy, going into next week.
Well, that's what I was kind of curious. So right now we're sitting at those technical levels, and it all depends on how we close Monday, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, you know, I think we're at big support. You know, we've been this way. I mean, we really have a market that can't really find new push to the upside, can't really find any support on or find support on breaks. We've got first notice day coming up against May positions starting next Friday. May just continues to be very strong. Those spreads inverted again this week and today sharply. So, you know, we had some of these rumors that after some soybean oil came into the southeast from Brazil, that maybe we're going to have some corn and soybean imports come in also. So that was a little bit of course, that type of thing bubbles up to the top when you're on these breaks. So we'll see if there's anything to that as we go forward.
Sure. How about the livestock side? What happened there?
Well, you know, the cattle market, it was one that it feels like last week, the blow-off that we had in cattle where we had some of the Corn Belt cattle trade as high as 185, that it feels like that was a blow-off. We'll see. Cash cattle trade in the south down a buck, in the north down 1 to 2. Packer's still making about $60 a head, so not worried about him. Feels like the beef also hit a level that just kind of stalled out here. Maybe that was that initial run. It's not uncommon to have cash cattle top out as we hit the middle of April to the middle of May, so we're in that window. And hog market's been just the opposite, pounded it most of the week, did have a little bit of a bounce back, but the hog market's just struggling. Too big of numbers coming at us the first quarter. Supplies were over a year ago and over the fourth quarter. So I think we have to clear it before we can go up. So we're watching the pork to see if we clear it. And like we always say in this business, if you don't sell it, you smell it. So I think they're pushing the pork out the retail level, Randy.
Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, I think we're going to be all about weather next week, first notice day next week, and then probably keep analyzing what's going to happen with the Ukraine-Russia export corridor.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.